Thank you guys for coming on the River Country Egg Show today. I first of all want to start off by congratulating you two, as well as the entire extended family, on winning the Saddle Hills County 2021 Family Farm Award. Just to start off, can you tell me a little bit about the history of the farm? How did it all get started to where you guys are today?
Oh boy. Guess we'll go back to when my dad first homesteaded out here. He came back from overseas, from the Army of War, from Europe, and homesteaded in 1946. And that was the start of the Hessler farming in this area.
Okay, and he started out with just grain or cows? Because I know you guys are both.
Yeah, they had both at the time, a few cows and the grain.
And as homesteaders, they had pigs and chickens and pretty much everything for their own use.
Mm-hmm. They were pretty much self-sufficient. The farm is about 20-some miles away from the nearest town, so they didn't go to town very often.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty much self-sufficient on what they raised and lived on.
I feel like that was most homesteaders back in the day when they came here. I know my grandparents were homesteaders and they weren't very close to a town, so they had to have lots of the things out where they lived. I know you guys are out in Silver Valley. I've never personally been out that way, but I don't feel like it's a big town.
There's no town. It's a school and a ag recreational facility is what Savannah. And our kids went to school at Savannah. They took their schooling there. We are our farm is situated right on the banks of the Peace River. We are pretty much straight west of Fairview on the other side of the Peace River.
Okay.
Is where we are. And yeah, our kids went, it was about 20 miles to school through Savannah.
Okay.
Up west of us here.
Yeah, and I know you guys are involved in the community. There must be a couple of different things out there. Can you tell me about your guys' involvement in the Silver Valley and Savannah community over the years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, firstly, we are members of our Lutheran Church, which Rick's family has been vital members of for six generations now with our grandkids. But that's located south of Spirit River. Here, with the school, and we've had minor hockey, and the kids in all the school sports with ball and baseball and volleyball, and oh my goodness, with everything with the school, and as I was a young mother, we had a time out for mums that we started at the Recplex.
Cheryl volunteered years with the Ag Society doing books and whatnot for the Ag Society when they were first going here, and
our kids still continue that.
Yeah.
Today they're all really active volunteers with that. I know I was part of the Farm Women's Conference for many years too as treasurer. That went on in the whole Peace Country here. So
well, that's really good that you guys got out and into the community, especially out in that area. There's not very many people. Do your kids still live in the Silver Valley area or Savannah area with you guys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our son is about 2 miles down the road. He's bought one of the neighbor's farms a few years back, so he's actively farming here with us. Our daughter is about 20 minutes west of us, south of the Savannah School, and her and her husband are farming over there. And they both my son and son-in-law both work oil field jobs as well, so they work their shift work, and then they farm also. So they're quite busy.
And that's good that you guys have all those hands helping you out. Obviously, you guys have a multi-generational operation. Is everyone involved in it, even the grandkids?
Well, they're pretty young yet, but I know the oldest grandson is 12, and he does like to help out a lot if he can drive any of the equipment or drive a tractor for fencing or something. He's right in there with us.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like you guys would want to pass this down on to you. You've passed it with your children now. They're passing it on to their children.
Hopefully that will be the route, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've, like you said, we've passed Not totally yet. We're in the process of slowing down, and the grain farm, like passing it down, and also the cattle herd has been pretty much taken over by our daughter and son-in-law. So they're starting to take over things, and I guess as I did with my parents when they retired. So.
Mm-hmm. And how big is the operation right now?
Well, that's something we had to figure out for this award. And with the kids' land and our land, we're well over...
About 3,200, 3,300 acres.
Okay.
That would include pasture and hayland as well for the cows. Not totally all grain farming, though.
Exactly. And what kind of grain do you guys do out there?
We're in a wheat, canola, peas, oats, rotation kind of thing. Every year, a few acres of each.
And how many cows do you guys have out there?
I think they're calving up to close to 100 plus, anyway.
120, I think, is what their plans are to calve out this spring here.
Yeah, I think they're up around that number right now.
And that's a pretty decent operation. I mean, 100 cows is a lot.
They calve dead winter, start about the middle of January. So, they do get a workout in the wintertime for sure, calving cows.
Everything gets put into the barn for when they're calving. So.
Exactly. You'll need a big barn.
They built a big calving facility in 2018, and so it works well.
Okay, well, that's good. And I understand that you guys are celebrating 50 years this year since the homestead?
75 years, actually, this year.
Oh.
I think we figured out.
With Dad.
With my dad, since he started.
Oh, okay.
But myself, yes, I've been farming 50 years.
Okay, well, that's awesome. And even better. Just my last question for you guys here. It pertains to the award. How does it feel to be recognized in such a small community, a small farming community?
It
was overwhelming, I guess, when we found out.
Yeah, it's something we never, ever expected. You go through life and farming not expecting any type of reward like that.
I guess it's nice that there are people out there that think of you in that capacity, and quite overwhelming when we found out.
And Cheryl Hessler from Saddle Hills County in the Silver Valley area, winning the 2021 Family Farm Award, and congratulations again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yes.